Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Klal Mem Simon Zion. So he talks about a situation where a person has a makkah and he has a bandage on the makkah. And the question is, what's the status of the bandage of the makkah, this bandage? So in halacha, we're going to really looking at a few different points over here. There's one issue of chatzitza, that you're not washing that part of the hands. The second issue, which we mentioned, is that there's water which is going onto the bandage and then returning onto the hand itself. Within the issue of chatzitza, we have to differentiate between something which is going to be there for a long period of time and the person never removes it, something which is going to be there for a short period of time but a person will not remove it right now because it's dangerous or painful, etc. Something which a person might actually remove during the next period of time because it's not so dangerous, it's not so necessary, etc. So something which a person cannot remove, even for a short period of time, right now the wound is open or there's a concern of it's getting dirty and then potentially getting infected. The doctor does not want the hand, that part of the hand, to get wet. So it's not a chatzitza, because it's there to protect the body. It's clearly being bottled to the body. It's there to protect the body. It's necessary to be there. So it's not considered a chatzitza. And this would be true even if it's on roiv of the hand. Normally, it's not a question of just eno makbid. It's more than eno makbid. You actively need it there and want it there. It's there being mishamish the hand. So it becomes bottled to the hand. The parts of the hand which are still visible have to be washed. So assuming that right now we're not worried about the hand, the bandage getting wet, and there's a problem of washing the hand. So a person has to wash the other part of the hand. And you can wash this part of the hand as well. But there's the water which is going on the bandage. So the solution is to wash with a revius b'basachas. The issue being, if you do not wash with a revius, so the water which goes on the hand becomes tameh. Some of that water will then go onto the bandage. When you pour mayim shniyim is metayer, the water which is on the hand part of the hand. But the water which is on the bandage part of the hand remains tameh. Because they're only allowed for the tahara of mayim shniyim on the water which is on the hand. So now, if any of that water which is on the bandage, which has not become tor, subsequently moves onto the person's hand during the meal, his hand is tameh, and he did not fulfill his din of the tila. So the solution is to wash revius b'basachas, so the water does not become tameh, and there's no dimitra that we discussed before. It's not even clear that you need mayim shniyim, but this concern of mayim shniyim being matar definitely is not an issue. And therefore, we don't have a problem. So that's the language of the Chayyadim. He has a makkah, and he has a bandage on the makkah. He needs to watch with the revius b'basachas to avoid that issue. Let's talk about a case where the retia is going to be necessary. You're not going to remove it. Let's say the doctor says that you can't remove it, you can't get the hand wet. So then a person should cover his hand. He says, I'll only eat with the other hand. We don't rely on that. And a person has to cover his hand, put on a plastic glove, wrap himself with a napkin or something of that sort, so he will not come to touch the food. And that takes care of the need for natila instead of natila. Let's say this bandage comes off during the meal, in case of a bandage which is necessary. And for whatever reason, it fell off, and he's putting it back again right away. So according to Mishpura, he does not need to wash his hands again. Everything is fine. There's a chassidus which disagrees, but that's the opinion of the Mishpura. Okay, now, this is all talking about a case of a bandage which a person would not remove. It's necessary, and it's painful, or it's dangerous, etc., for him to remove it. And he's not going to be removing it. And that's even if it's for a short term. If it's something which he would remove, it's already healing. He still wants the bandage for protection, but he might take it off, etc. So then the halacha is going to be different. He is mechuyev to remove the bandage and wash his hands. And then he can put the new bandage on or that same bandage back on as well, whatever he wants to do. Mr. Burr points this issue out. There's a third possibility, which is something which a person is there for a very long term. Defining long term is going to be a little bit of a discussion. So if it's on the mid of the yad, so it's mid shen makbid, it's not a concern at all, and you'll just wash on the other part of it. But since a person has a cast and he only can wash his fingers, so the cast is going to be in there for a while, we're not worried about the fact that the area inside is covered with the cast, and that's not going to be an issue. So one last example, which Chaim doesn't talk about, more modern issue, it talks about something similar, is stitches, something of that sort. So stitches which are not going to be removed are not a chasitza. The type of stitches which just dissolve on their own are not considered a chasitza. Stitches which are going to be removed, and they're going to be removed shortly. So as long as the stitches are still necessary to protect, they're not a chasitza. Once they are become, they're ready to be removed, you didn't get to the doctor yet, so those stitches would be problematic because they're going to be removed, and they're a foreign item there which is blocking the water from getting to that spot. And it's called a miyat hamakbid, even though it's in a small area of the hand, but you're going to be removing them. That's in halacha, that's equivalent to saying you're makbid on them, even though you wanted them there for a period of time, but you do not want them in there indefinitely, and you're planning to remove them. So those would be problematic in regards to netila. A person has stitches, but since a person doesn't have the ability to remove them himself, it's not like, take the bandage off and we'll solve our problem. So we're getting a little bit late now. We'll maybe talk about some ideas about that in the next year. Have a good morning.